Triple M.
Listen to the crowd warming up.
Live from the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000.
Listen to the applause.
Have a listen to it. Have a listen to the crowd already. At the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000, there are people. It is absolutely chockers. We're doing things to Ream Australia's favourite. Triple M broadcasting live right across the weekend. G'day, it's Maroon here, so stick around. Right now, after 21 laps of the race, Dave Reynolds leads the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. And we'll keep an eye on that for you. Cars already pitting and making driver changes, but we'll keep you up to date with what's happening at the race there. So, what about that crowd? You loving that?
Yeah!
Oh, they are loving the racing out there. Triple M live at the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 for Ream, Australia's favourite and sponsor of DJR Team Penske. How are you doing, Maroon? Here live at the track. We might see some rain later on this afternoon. Okay, now, one car's been black flagged already. Di Pasquale in the second of the Erebus Motorsport cars. A black flag for not having the door shut properly after a pit stop. And right now we've got Luke Yulden in the lead car on about lap 27, that is.
Triple M, Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Race update.
You want to get right?
Yeah, we're doing it thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite. Becco's got an update for you. Becco.
Yeah!
Woo! Yes, I'm here and I'm out and looking out over the main straight here, and it's lap 34. Reynolds and Yulden in the lead at this stage, but all bets are off because Perkins has pulled up on the Conrod straight, which means a yellow flag and the safety car is out. So everyone is jumping into the pits now to take advantage of that. Everyone has done their driver change already. But let's go back to about an hour ago, the start of the race. Here's how it went. So since then, the biggest incident is Chas Mostert taking out his teammate Cam Waters, and this is what Cam had to say.
Pretty dumb, 30 laps into the race, 2 years in a row we got taken out by Chas.
So just recapping, lap 34, Reynolds and Yulden are in the lead, and I've just been told that Perkins and James Courtney are now out. So that is it for them, and that's the first major casualty of the day. Thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite in hot water.
We are live at the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Quick race update there. We've just had a car, one of the ZB Commodores, a new Commodore's Dumbrell car, the Dumbrell Wing Cup car. It just had to do a lap without a front wheel. So we'll get more of an update on that shortly. But an entire lap, this happened on pit straight, and the car had to do an entire lap with missing a front wheel. But we are broadcasting live at the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000.
Triple M, Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Race update.
You wanna get right?
Tell you what, it has been an eventful start to the race. Here's Becco with an update for you.
Yeah, Maroon, I got the best seat in the house. We're on the top of a flatbed truck in the middle of the camping area. Look down the main straight. It's the best view in Bathurst. And the news is here, it is starting to spit in a bit of rain. The wind has picked up. That's going to make things very interesting if it gets heavier in the next couple of laps or so. I've got Brad here. Brad, what's the name of your spot? What have you called it?
It's the King George Tavern 2.
The King George Tavern 2. Now, you've got all the creature comforts. You've got the awning up here, so we're undercover. You've got the TV set up. You've got the Milwaukee, you know, workplace radio. But hang on, what's this in the corner? You've got a funnel. What's the funnel for?
Mate, the funnel is just so we can look after ourselves all day up here. We don't have to go downstairs just if we need to go.
Oh, that's okay. You've got a tank underneath and
got a tank underneath.
Takes care of itself. Mate, all the creature comforts. Lap 60 right now. Fabian Coulthard in the lead. Reynolds in second. Van Gisbergen in third. And the update from earlier, the big development was car number one, Jamie Wincup, lost his wheel. Here's how it happened.
Trouble. Wheels up. The wheels come off the key car in that team. Car number one that's been closing in on the championship.
So that was Paul Dumbrell in the lead at that point, and he's gone right back to the back there. We'll have more updates to come. It is lap 60. Thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite in hot water. Back to you, Maroon.
Yeah, thank you, Becco. Maybe we should play Kenny Rogers. You picked a fine time to leave me loose wheel. Triple M rocks the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Thanks to our mates at Ream, Australia's favourite in hot water. How you doing? It's Maroon here. Plenty of happening on the race. Let's just get a real quick update. Becco.
Lap 77, Maroon. The pace car is out due to some junk being on the road. They're clearing that up. That's going to bunch things up. But Reynolds still in the lead. Lap 77.
Triple M rocks the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite. Very dark, very cloudy in Merchandise Alley. The race is now into its 86th lap. Luke Yulden leads the race as I speak. One of the Red Bull Holdens has come off the track. We'll just check that with Becco and come back. But one of the Red Bull Holdens has just left the track. But right now, Yulden leads the race. lap 86.
Triple M, super cheap auto, Bathurst 1000, race update. You want to get right?
Well, it's been a really eventful first few hours of the great race. Let's get an update. Becco.
I'm still here in the camping area. What a great spot we have on top of a truck looking down the main straight. Lap 89, Reynolds and Yeldon still in lead over Dalberto. Car number 12, Luffy in third. And the big news is Stephen Richardson, the wheel with Lowndes. Lowndesy is still in fourth and looking very, very strong. We had a yellow flag a moment ago. Safety car going out due to a door seal. That was all it took for the whole track to bunch up and cause everyone to dive into, go in and get the tyres changed and a few driver changes happening as well. And also a couple of offs at the end of Conrod Straight. This was Alex Premer, who's driving with Scotty McLaughlin. He lost it at the end of Conrod.
You're on board now with Pitt. Watch this. Here he is. Oh, my God, that's close. Wow. So he goes to the right. He did a really nice job.
So there we go, Pitha avoiding a confrontation with Premer. It was very, very close. But an update, lap 89, Reynolds in the lead, and most importantly, in fourth, Craig Lowndes. More updates to come here on Triple M.
Triple M rocking the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 live race side thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite and proud sponsors of DJR Team Penske. Still Dave Reynolds leads the race from Craig Lowndes in the 888 car, followed by Mostert in third. That is the top three at the moment. It's been funny weather today. We get a bit of rain, then a bit of sunshine, then a bit of sprinkle, then a bit of wind. So who knows how it will be at race end. We'll be here live anyway, whatever happens.
Triple M, Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Race update. You want to get
right? It really has been an eventful last couple of hours in the great race. Let's get an update. Becco.
Hey! Another update from Bathurst. Lap 113 and Dave Reynolds still in the lead with Lowndesy on his back bumper. It has been very, very tight over the top, but Reynolds has been the quickest, getting the lap record a moment ago and also a lap race record for him. So Reynolds, Lowndes, Mostert Pie and Shane Van Gisbergen rounding out the top five. And moments ago, Fabian Coulthard moved over, let his teammate through, Scott McLaughlin. So at the moment, it is spitting on the mountain, but still keeping fairly dry. Lap 113, more updates to come from Bathurst, thanks to Ream.
Triple M.
Listen to the crowd warming up.
Live from the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000.
Listen to the applause.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, the crowd has fired right up here in Merchandise Alley. It's all thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite. I think some of them could use the Ream hot water at the moment. They've been out in the sun all day, then the rain hits them, then the mud, then the rain, then the wind. So it's been a wild old day. Dave Reynolds still leads the race and has pretty much done so from start to finish on lap 126, live at the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Triple M rocks the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite. Just taking time out from the motor race at the moment to report that Khabib has beaten Conor McGregor, and then he apparently jumped over the cage and attacked some blokes in Conor's camp. But event there, that cage fight, Khabib has beaten Conor McGregor. And I got to say, I don't think there's a bigger tool on earth than that Conor McGregor. I thought I was going to have to do it myself. Just kidding. Anyway, looking at the race right now, and Reynolds still leads the race on lap 132, so he's pretty much led the race from start to finish, followed by Lowndes in second, Scotty Pye in third. That's the top three, but we will keep you posted as we get closer and closer to the race end. Triple M rocking the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 at Ream. Right now the skies are blue, but that could change very quickly. Let's get an update because plenty is happening right now, Becco.
Maroon, lap 138 of 161, and Craig Lowndes has gone into the lead of the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Dave Reynolds still in second, but he's got some severe cramping we're hearing inside the car, so he's going to have to get some electrolytes or possibly some pills to help that out. He's going to come in for probably a pit in the next couple of laps or so. They might even change drivers, but he is powering on for the moment. So the great news is Craig Lowndes in the lead of the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. And, well, anything could happen.
Triple M, Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Race update. You want to get right?
Yeah, lap 144, and all of a sudden, Becco, it just really starts to heat up.
It doesn't take long, does it? Craig Lowndes now comfortably in the lead. He had a great passing manoeuvre across the top on David Reynolds. David Reynolds was suffering from cramp for the last five, six or so laps, and they were going to bring him in to get some electrolytes into him, possibly a change of driver. He decided to stay on, but what happened is on his last pit stop, his wheels were spinning while in mid-air when they were changing the tyres. So that means a penalty, a pit stop penalty. So he had to come through, and that would have lost him about six spots. So Reynolds now in seven, Lowndes still ahead in the lead and looking very, very strong at the moment. So anything could happen in the last 20 or so laps.
Okay, we'll keep you close by there, mate, because it's going to be an epic finish to the great race. And thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite, we'll have it for you. Triple M Rock and the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 live trackside. Craig Lowndes continues to lead the race, lap 147 of 161. Lots of emotion in the Erebus camp. Dave Reynolds has got out of the car with exhaustion, and he is now being treated by the medical staff. But that's Dave Reynolds out of the race at the moment, and Craig Lowndes leads on lap 147. We'll keep you posted. Triple M Rock and the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 for Ream, Australia's favourite and proud sponsors of DJR Team Penske. At the moment, Craig Lowndes leads the race, Scotty Pye in second, two Holdens, and that's lap 153 of 161. So eight laps to go at the moment. Craig Lowndes in first position on the racetrack. We will take the last lap of the race live on the Triple M network, so stay right there. In the meantime, we've got, eight laps left of the race, and Lowndes leads.
Triple M.
Listen to the crowd warming up.
Live from the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000.
Listen to the applause.
Yeah, g'day, it's Maroon here, live at the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 for our mates at Ream, Australia's favourite in hot water. Well, we've got Craig Lowndes leading the race at the moment. Nothing has changed there. Scott Pye second and McLaughlin in third. That's the first of the Fords, but we've only got about five laps to go. We'll take that last lap for you live on the Triple M network. In fact, let's quickly go to the pits because Becco's got a quick update for us. Becco.
Yeah, Maroon, I'm just over behind the pit area here at Erebus. I was just looking at Betty Klemenko looking very, very upset over what happened. Of course, Dave was coming second and had the pit lane penalty. He was also examined by the medical crew. The ambulance pulled up behind here and they gave him a once-over. It looks like it's precautionary. I think he's okay, but certainly he was suffering from cramps through the race.
Good on you, Becco. And there you go. Well, look, we've got a couple of laps left. In fact, four. We'll take the last lap live for you across the Triple M network. Triple M rocking the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. What a race it has been. A hectic pace. At the moment, we've got Craig Lowndes leading the race, followed by Pye, and then McLaughlin, the first of the Fords, in third position. Now, the gap from second back to third is about 4 seconds, but Craig Lowndes is the outright leader. And what we might do now, courtesy of our mates at Channel 10, is take the very last lap of the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Here it is with Craig Lowndes in front.
Careers. They have continued to get better with age. They are the masters of endurance racing. Now, somebody has got a flat tyre out there, I just heard. There it is. So it's car 14, Tim Slade. So the race director has just called it on the race management channel. And Lowndes has successfully negotiated it. And what a fairy tale. We contemplated this, didn't we? Wait for the noise at the bottom of the hill. Savour this. This is a special moment in the sport. So this time round, it'll be one to go. Listen to this. To go. 44 years of age. Craig Lowndes made his Touring Car Championship debut at Eastern Creek in 1996. Stephen Richards, his partner, made his debut at the very same race meeting at Sydney Motorsport Park in 1996. They have made an amazing combination together. Between them, 49 starts at this location.
Unbelievable.
They are at the extreme end of experience at this location. Listen to them at the top of the hill. It's his 25th great race. A quarter of a century of excellence for Craig Lowndes. Off the top of the hill for the last time as a full-time supercar driver.
more appearances as an active driver in the top 10 shootout than any other driver. Stephen Richards, his wife Angela, Craig's wife Lara. They've got their caravans parked out the back of the paddock. They've had a psycho week of commitments. There's been a lot going on in his life in the last 7 days, a lot going on since Townsville earlier this year when he announced his full-time retirement. Craig Lowndes is about to put another notch on his Bathurst belt. He's coming out of the chase for the last time. Age is no barrier. Craig Lowndes, with one corner to go, is about to become a seven-time winner at Mount Panorama. Congratulations, Craig Lowndes.
Yeah, boy. What a weekend, man. Well done. So much for an old day. Yeah.
What a story. Lowndes from Pye. McLaughlin. Stephen Richards over the fence.
So there it is, courtesy of Channel 10, the last lap of the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000s. Lowndes and Richards are the race winners today. And congratulations to Craig Lowndes, very popular up the top of the hill there with the supporters here, the Holden supporters. And then second, of course, Scotty Pye. Third was the first of the Fords with McLaughlin finishing in third position. That's how they finished in the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000, thanks to our mates at Ream, Australia's favourite. So we're going to get Becco in position, and we'll go to Becco very shortly and get an update on what's going on in pit lane. In fact, we can go to Becco right now. Becco, take it away, mate.
Oh, I'll tell you what, up on the hill here, it is definitely the fans' favourite. Lowndesy winning in his last full-time race here in Bathurst. Brad, how does that feel?
That is amazing. That is the best thing that's ever happened on Bathurst. I can't believe it.
Well, seven-time winner. He, in fact, equaled the amount of races Brocky did. And that is just a fairy tale ending. Everyone's happy about it up here.
Oh, my goodness!
So there it is, our winners today, Craig Lowndes, and you heard the crowd in pit lane there, absolutely over the moon. But Craig Lowndes was such a massive Peter Brock fan. Of course, Brocky went on to win it 9 times, and that's 7 now for Craig Lowndes. So that's how it finished, the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000, Holden's first and second, and the first of the Fords home from DJR Team Penske. So congratulations to Ream and DJR Team Penske, of course, proud sponsors of our broadcast today. Triple M Rock, the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Right across the weekend, we've been broadcasting live thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite in hot water and sponsor of DJR Team Penske. How you doing? It's Maroon here. Well, if you missed it, the race is over. A good race to a quick race. 161 laps here at Bathurst today. And the winner, the ever-popular Craig Lowndes, was first across the line. So Lowndes and Steve Richards in a Holden were car number one across the line. They were first. And then Pye and Luff in second. Again, it was a Holden. The first of the Fords, I should say. McLaughlin and Permat were the first Ford home in third position. So that's how they finished. Dave Reynolds deserves a mention too. He had a cracker of a race. Copped a pit penalty late in the race for some spinning wheels while the car was off the ground. Pit penalty put him out of contention for the race, and then he had to get out of the car, just exhaustion, absolutely exhausted. Ambulance workers checked him over, he's okay. But it was a good race, pretty much uneventful really, and great to be here and be part of the great event that is the Bathurst 1000.